Number six.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overview, the one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers. The hero, the legend, the Skeptic Overlord.
Ah, crap. Here we go. Well, I'm going to do the best I can. It's been it's been one hell of a busy week here in real life. So I've got to cover a couple things tonight. The elections and podcasts and things happening on the board as best I can. So without any further ado, let's do it.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
Yeah, podcasting on Above Top Secret. I don't know how many times I'm going to end up saying this, but it's just, it's surprising, startling, astonishing, and everything else above, in between, behind, and whatever. 350 podcasts are now uploaded to the Above Top Secret, Below Top Secret Politics feeds, and absolutely stunning. I just can't say it enough. Thank you to all the members for how you've embraced this and are really getting involved in great material that's up on there. Some awesome music in the BTS music feed that is just not to be missed. Some great humor in BTS talk. I know the last overview I was going to say that I'd have snippets of some podcasts. I'll do that when I can. As I mentioned in the intro there, it's just been a bizarrely crazy week for the Overlord in real life here. So I still wanted to get an overview out tonight and talk about a couple things that are important on the boards and podcasting in general on ETS. What I want to look at, and we'll do this every once in a while, is the usage statistics for the podcast feeds. I'm looking at the stats right now. On the 19th, I was able to get started some tracking logs on all of the podcasts. The actual MP3 files now, not the RSS feeds, which is different because those things can be pinged quite often. But if nothing's updated, then there's no file downloaded. But we get updated quite a bit. We have had almost 40,000 total hits on the podcasts on AboveTopSecret.com with 3,237 to be exact, unique users accessing the podcasts. And taking a quick look here, the number one piece of software used to access the podcasts is iTunes. We have just over 6,000 hits on the Macintosh version of iTunes on our podcasts, and almost 15,000 accesses to the MP3 files on the iTunes for Windows. So that is the number one way people are accessing the podcast. That's phenomenal. That's exactly how they're supposed to work. And I guess that's really not much of a surprise, but it still is the number one podcast for the month of September. As we're wrapping up September, it's a good time to talk about that, is Parhesia's Intro by a rather wide margin. 1.9 gigabytes has been served up with 729 hits on Parhesia's Intro on the BTS Talk feed. That's amazing. Apparently everyone wants to hear what she has to say. And it's a rather interesting story. If you haven't heard it, apparently everyone has. But if you haven't heard it, have a look at that one and have a listen. There's an interesting story behind the choice of screen name there, which is a really, really nice piece that she's uploaded. And the number two podcast is our very first podcast with the interview with Prophet Yahweh. So both a surprise that that oldie but goodie is hanging in there at the number two position with 529 accesses. Also, the total bandwidth that the podcasts are utilizing at this point, we're just about getting close to 75 gigabytes of podcasting content being fed since the 19th. So it looks like, with that in mind, we're probably going to be averaging, at least at our current pace, about 220 gigabytes per month of podcast material. And just so everyone's not too concerned, this is being served off a separate server than the discussion board. So this activity does not impact the discussion board in any way. I know many of you are concerned about that. Also, I want to cover the other important thing that I've been alluding to and finally need to get the details out, and I'll talk a little bit about that right now, is the podcast contest that we're going to run on the Above Top Secret feed. The official announcement will be on the board as a post, but you can consider this podcast right here, the official announcement. What we're looking for is the best, the brightest, the most articulate, the most fantastic ATS-themed podcast feed coming from our members and really showcasing your thoughts, your information, your research on the topics that are on ATS. We want to hear about your best theories on the war on terrorism and possible conspiracies there, the peak oil conspiracies. Also in these current event forums, some of your best thoughts and opinions on what's happening behind the scenes and the politicking that is now taking place in Katrina. It was funny when we first formed that Katrina conspiracies discussion forum that people were complaining that how can there be a conspiracy with a hurricane? Well, now that we're seeing the pork and the crap happening with political favors and Halliburton getting a contract to clean up before the hurricane, that's interesting. So there are some conspiracies there. And just going down the list, let's really hear your best theories, your best thoughts on aliens and secret societies, New World Order. Just run down the list of topics on the homepage. Get a great podcast together. Do your research. And the winner will be chosen first by the panel of Above Top Secret staff. All of the staff will get together, and we will pick what we believe, based on the ideals of ATS, the kind of research and the hard thinking that we want to see. We will pick the top 10 finalists in the podcast contest. Those top 10 will be left up to member vote, and you will pick the top three from that. And then the winner will be decided from those three by the three partners, Simon Gray, Springer, and myself. And the winner will receive an iPod Nano, a coveted iPod Nano, I might add. The two semifinalists will receive a special edition ATS podcasting t-shirt that is not available for purchase in the store. It's specially designed for this as the best and brightest AboveTopSecret.com podcaster. No one else can buy the shirt. You two will be the only people with this premium t-shirt from the Above Top Secret merchandise store. So get your thoughts together. Decide what you're going to do. And between now and November 15th, we will be accepting submissions for the best AboveTopSecret.com podcast.
What's new at AboveTopSecret.com?
Well, we had our primary elections for the new, or the second, I should say, not the new, but the second council member round. And the results have been posted. Let me have a quick look. Springer posted the results of the primaries for politics at AboveTopSecret.com, the Vagabond, True Lies, and Odium. are your three final candidates for the final election to be your council member representing the members at the politics at AboveTopSecret.com board. Your at-large council member, which pretty much represents general membership, new members, helping members get engaged and helping out the other council members as needed. The River Goddess, in amazing showing of 215 votes, is, I suppose, the favorite. Spit and Cobra and KOS are also running strong in the three finalists for the at-large position. ATSG, representing the Government and Secrecy Forums, Agent Smith, Tinkleflower, and Sauron are running to represent those forums on AboveTopSecret.com. The X forums, so to speak, the aliens and the UFOs, extraterrestrials, and science forums, Helmet, Sardion 2000, rather, and Shorty are your candidates for representatives there. Below Top Secret, returning veteran, Lysergic, has run away, so to speak, with the BTS voting. But also Truth Seeker and CPR-12R came in with a strong showing as well. So that should be a interesting election. And that doesn't represent all of the boards because the other two available positions already have enough for the final election, so there didn't need to be a runoff primary. Seeker of and Mr. Whoopi are your candidates for the Deny Ignorance Steering Committee Council representation. And DJ Johnstow 77, Subs, and Mayot are your candidates to represent ATSNN and everything that happens there on the news website. So pay attention as the campaigning begins in earnest, as these members look to see how they can learn from you to best represent your interests and everything happening and integrate with the staff and especially help the staff and the senior staff and also myself, Simon, and Springer really understand what it is the membership needs. That's really the purpose for this council. As this website and discussion board has grown to seemingly gigantic proportions, it's really becoming difficult to both manage the board, and especially for myself, keep the technology running, manage the board, and also get a sense of what it is in the changing dynamic of our membership and what they're looking to get from the board. And I know it's the same way with Simon and Springer. I mean, there are only so many things we can pay attention to that a lot of times what gets lost in the details is exactly some of the most important things, is what our members are looking to do, to get, to learn, and to be active in on the discussion board. So it's very important with these council positions to help us understand these things, to make sure that the growth of AboveTopSecret.com is indeed happening rather, in a way that supports the membership.
What the Overlord thinks.
Now, this brings me, sort of reminds me, I should say, about a topic that was posted to the board by Springer in a fit of excitement, apparently, over the treatment for AboveTopSecret.com television. And really, for the most part, a lot of members were really sharing his excitement about the possibilities of what's coming here. But also a couple members seemed to express some doubt and trepidation, if you will, for what this might do to AboveTopSecret.com and how it might change the beloved discussion board. And really, I have to say, don't worry. It's not going to change anything about how we manage, about how we run AboveTopSecret.com. We're smart enough to know that this opportunity to extend the reach of AboveTopSecret.com beyond the internet into broadcast, or at least cable networks, rather, happened because of we are who we are. And if we change that, we obviously are no longer who we are, and the prospect of a television show springing out of the discussion board becomes much less lucrative to those who originally noticed that it was an interesting thing to begin with. So we're not going to be changing anything. If the one thing that may indeed change is a lot of renewed interest in AboveTopSecret.com, as you know, obviously there's a television show about us on. The people are going to come to the website and see what's going on. That will indeed present new challenges. And it's a good thing. If the members of AboveTopSecret.com realize this and anticipate and welcome this flood of new people to our topics, it can be a very good thing. It can be a very enriching thing for the community as we help people understand these topics we talk about. And I'm looking right now. I have it. I have the PDF file of the treatment open right in front of me, and I can tell you it really is phenomenal. It really does justice to what we are and what is discussed on our discussion boards. It is not about any one particular topic. It's about what you, the members, are talking about. And that is what's going to be attracting people to come to the discussion board. It is about what you're saying on a number of different topics. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a really interesting thing to see what happens when people who see what you're saying in a television series and come to interact with the people who just said that. Think about that for a moment. A discussion board on the internet is springing forth really interesting topics. So interesting that it's being turned into a television show. People will see those interesting topics and come back to the discussion board to learn more. This is a huge opportunity for every one of you out there to really help learn from this and experiment with what this could become, because it really could be something amazing. And that is what the Overlord thinks about that.
Let's see what the members are saying.
In the past, we've had a look at maybe some threads or some items in the complaints forum. Tonight, we're going to give you a sneak peek because it's the end of the month and the subscriptions are about to expire to Really Above Top Secret. And maybe if we take a peek behind the curtain, it may entice many of you to become more involved in this forum. Now, the reason for this private forum, if you will, is not to create a social club for the very elite ATS members, but a place that can be used for research, discussion, ideas exchange in an area that is out of the prying eyes, if you will, of the search engine spiders, of the Yahoo Slurp and the Googlebot and whatever. And I'm just going to read off. I'm not going to say the offer, the authors, rather, but I'm just going to read off some thread titles so that you can get an idea of what's being discussed in the Really Above Top Secret forum, affectionately known as RATS. There's a topic about Rumsfeld cash for torture, a topic about psychological warfare, an interesting topic about the new Big Brother, which could be Google, a topic about small-town corruption, something about an old murder mystery, a really nice thread. It's short, but some very good points about wondering if Above Top Secret members are being divided by the political divide. A good one about radio transmissions by the FBI after the Pentagon attack. Something about an ATS neighborhood watch. Somebody posting pictures from China. And unconfirmed rumor, nuclear attack on U.S. soil in the month of August. Well, I guess we can say that is now a rumor that has lapsed, but still, at the time, it was a really interesting thread, and there's many more, and those are just some of the recent ones that have been discussed in really the past month. So, if you have the points, now is the time to have a look at Really Above Top Secret and see what's happening in there. There's some interesting stuff, and it really isn't intended to be something where there's a lot of topics. But it's intended to be a place where our members can safely exchange ideas without fear or concern, if you will, that these will be picked up by search engines and broadcast. It's a private place to exchange private ideas. As we wrap up, I noticed that no one even came close to guessing last week's four songs from the overview. I'm really disappointed, people. I mean, this is a gimme. This is easy. So I'm going to turn up the notch. I'm going to play these songs again, and let's turn the point value up to 50,000 points for the first member to correctly identify these four songs with artist and title. Oh, come on, people. One more time. Jeez, I can't believe it. Look at how easy this is. Okay, last time. Here we go. Okay. 50,000 points for the first member to identify those four songs, title and artist, in sequence. So, the music is swelling in the background, and it's time to draw an end to number six in the Skeptic Overview series. I know I said it was going to be short tonight, but I'm actually pushing 22 minutes here. I guess I did have quite a few things to ramble on about. I hope you enjoy the new sound, a couple of new zingers, and a new intro from Mark Jensen of the Pod Squad. Great guy. If you want to have some professional voiceovers for your podcast, he's the guy to go to. So for now, that's it. Keep posting and keep podcasting on AboveTopSecret.com.